Hello, it's Uta here with some interesting snippets. I might sound again a little bit different because this time I'm recording from home again. I start off with some health information. A presenter raised cancer awareness. The television presenter Johnny Ball revealing that he has prostate cancer will raise vital awareness with men about the condition, a charity has said. Ball, 87, father of BBC Radio 2 DJ Zoe Ball, has spoken of receiving treatment for the condition and said he is now fine. He told The Mirror, "I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in August 2022 and, thankfully, after 3 months of daily radiation treatment, I'm through, I'm fine." Chiara De Biase, Prostate Cancer UK's Director of Health Services, said he's raising vital awareness with men. And the next info is actually for women. Be aware of ovarian cancer. An NHS trust has become the first in England to offer a new ovarian cancer surveillance test for women with an inherited risk of the disease. Women with BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene variations are known to be at significantly higher risk of developing ovarian cancer as well as breast cancer. University College London Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust will now offer an ovarian screening service to these women. I continue to make women think about their health. Drinking is the topic. Yes. Around 1 in 7 women drink more than the NHS recommended maximum of 14 units per week. And women make up 39% of alcohol-related hospital admissions in England. Having a good time, going out, drinking in bars with friends, all in moderation, please. What about your trip back home then, after your night out, or the special holiday trip? Lone girls avoid public transport. Almost a third of girls and young women have avoided taking public transport alone out of fear for their safety, a survey has found, with more than half reporting feeling unsafe when travelling on their own. The latest Girls Attitudes survey from Girl Guiding found that 56% of girls and young women aged between 11 and 21 said they feel unsafe taking public transport by themselves, up from 45% in 2022, while 31% said they have avoided it altogether. And the research revealed that disabled girls particularly felt unsafe travelling, with only 17% saying they felt secure. Well, travel with friends, join a group and do it in a safe way. One who didn't really do it the safe way, couldn't afford, or was just curious, was the stowaway boy who survived a flight. Well, in which way did he survive it? Well, a 13-year-old boy was found wandering on the runway at Delhi International Airport after stowing away in the landing gear of a flight from Afghanistan. The teenager from the northern city of Kunduz managed to travel undetected on Cam Air flight RQ-4401 on Sunday morning. He told authorities he made the dangerous 2.5-hour journey out of curiosity. Well, I'm not sure about that, but I tell you what, it must have been pretty cold up there. What a dangerous plane journey. You ever thought of going in the sky? Maybe skydiving? A man survived an 11,000-foot plunge. This is 3.5 kilometres. A British man has survived after plunging 11,000 foot when his parachute failed while skydiving on his dream holiday in the US. Mitchell Deakin, 24, doing a tandem jump on 17th of September with an instructor over the Nevada desert, when both the main chute and emergency chute failed to open and both men plunged to the ground, striking it at around 45 miles per hour. Both Mitchell from Lytham St. Anne's in Lancashire and his American instructor Geron Arcos Ponce, 54 years of age, both survived the incident. What a free fall to survive. I mean, I'm taking my hat off that. There's a difference between free fall and flying, don't you think so? It is wings. Yes, have wings, then you can fly. But we don't have it, but birds have it. And big birds have big, large wings for long flights. And sometimes they fly away. So the police have fears for the missing golden eagle. A satellite-tagged golden eagle missing in the south of Scotland may have come to harm, police said. Taras, a 4-year-old male, may have faced danger in hills north of Langholm. There's also concern for Taras' mate, Wren, as she has not been sighted, though there's nothing suggested she came to harm. There's a call to find another missing animal, but the trail goes cold for the runaway wallaby. A wallaby is on the loose in Berlin. A citizen tipped off police on Sunday about the animal on the run in the Spandau area. Officers were dispatched to try to catch the wallaby, but it darted into the forest and the trail was lost. Police stopped looking for it yesterday because it did not pose a threat to public safety. You never really know what's going on with animals, don't you? Or do you? Here's one about a donkey. Actually, two donkeys. Dynamic Derek sets donkey record. Two donkeys at the same sanctuary are included in the latest Guinness World Record book. Yes, Dynamic Derek is the world's tallest donkey at 5'5", which is 167 centimetres, while Bamboo, the other donkey, his companion at the Ratcliffe Donkey Sanctuary in Hutthoft in Lincolnshire, has taken the top spot in the longest ears on a living donkey category at 1'1". This is 35 centimetres, so long ears, and that comes from the donkey with the longest ears. But they are incredible humans too. One of them actually set a park run record at the age of 96 years. A 96-year-old woman has set a record for the fastest time in her age range at Worcester Pitchcroft Park Run. Irene Edge, who lives near Halesowen, completed the 5-kilometre course on the 27th of September in 1 hour and 20 minutes, a time labelled by organisers as world-class given its ranks in the top 91.71% when measured against her age group's world record using the World Masters Athletics age grading system. The non-engineerian, who was encouraged to take part by her daughters, said she loved every minute of her parkrun debut. Older than 96 years is a rare find from the 13th century. A Middle Ages hairstyling tool was found at a Scottish castle. A rare 13th century tool for styling hair has been acquired by a museum after it was discovered in an excavation. The gravoire is an ancient rudimentary hairpin and has been added to a new collection of artefacts acquired by National Museum Scotland after being discovered at Eilean Donnan Castle in the Highlands and marks the first ever found in Scotland. Returning to the 21st century, there's money to be made with Pokemon cards. Yes, have a look in your cupboard if you find some, or your kids will have some. A rare Pokemon card sells for $555,000. An ultra-rare Pokemon trading card has sold for $555,000, which is about £410,000, at auction. A copy of the pre-release Raichu character, I hope I pronounced that right, Raichu character, it's a card containing a printing error. It set a record price for a single English language Pokemon card in the sale in Dallas. So one single card for that amount of money. Well, you better check if there are no printing mistakes on yours. And Stones and Beatles signatures were for sale, and they will always be popular buys. An autograph book with signatures from the Beatles and the Rolling Stones went up for auction. The collection was started by Edwina Smith before a Beatles show in Salisbury in June 1963. And a Catherine Southern Auctioneers and Valuers spokesman said, to get signatures from the biggest bands in the 60s in one autograph book is pretty rare. Fab groups have split, are still together or reunite. Boyzone is to reunite for a London show. Boyzone will reunite for a one-off show in London next year. It will be their first performance since a five-night run at the London Palladium in 2019. Ronan Keating, Mickey Graham, Keith Duffy and Shane Lynch will perform on June the 6th for One for the Road live at Emirates Stadium, London. And that will be, well, next year, I suppose. And a solo artist who had a two-year break in his career revived it in a very different way. Louis Capaldi serenades Storr. Well, listen to the story carefully and listen to the pronunciation. Shoppers were surprised to be serenaded by Scottish singer Louis Capaldi, who took to the roof of a supermarket and turned their brunch into a Capaldi. Capaldi performed new single Something in the Heavens, as well as Survive and Someone You Loved, during the gig at the Nottingham Aldi store. He said, this is Capaldi on the roof of an Aldi. Sorry to get in the way of anyone's shopping. Julie Ashfield, Aldi's chief commercial officer, said, our customers were treated to something truly unforgettable. Well, that must have gone down well. And maybe more wine bottles were sold at Aldi's on that day. Well, it was a bountiful harvest recently. Yes, Pinot Noir grapes were harvested for Night Timber Wines, and 375 hectares of land will be harvested in total across the company's 11 vineyards in West Sussex, Hampshire and Kent, yielding around 2,000 tonnes of fruit and producing up to 1.8 million bottles of sparkling wine. So, I let you go now and might have a glass of Greek wine soon in sunny places. Yes. Take care. Till next time. Goodbye from me. Goodbye from Uta.